I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have a little bit of breaking news here, so you know what time it is.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse, he's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
The Senate has voted to pass the Respect for Marriage Act. They needed 10 Republicans to vote for it. They found the 10 Republicans to vote for it. I'm not going to break down every detail of it. All you need to know is the Respect for Marriage Act has as much to do with respect for marriage as the Inflation Reduction Act had to do with reducing inflation. The ongoing war that the LGBTQ demon mob is waging against the American church, this is simply an escalation in it. And there are going to be activists knocking on the door of your favorite religious institution, synagogue, church, Jewish school, Catholic school, Christian church, in about 15 minutes after this thing finally passes. There is a war going on within this country. It is a war against you. The government is against you. The administrative state is against you. The various portions of, like I said, the LGBTQ demon mob and the Antifas and the BLMs and the climate change nutters and the feminists. And they're all joining forces against you. But I do want you to remember this. You are not a tiny minority. You don't have any of the national cultural institutions. We've lost them all, from entertainment to the government to education. We have none of them. They own all of them completely. You are not a tiny minority. They're going to make you think you're a tiny minority, but you're not. And that actually leads me exactly into where I was going anyway. You see, they have forever tried to silence and shame Christian churches in the United States of America. The communists have. Remember, any religious institution, any devout religious institution, it's not unique to Christianity, any unique religious or devout religious institution in a nation will be assaulted and destroyed by communists. It's not unique to Christianity. In the Soviet Union where it took hold, yes, there was an Orthodox church there, priests crucified on the altars, nuns gang raped. That's what it was. It doesn't have to be that. In Mao's China, it was the Buddhist temples. That was one of the religious poles of the culture where everything centered around it. They couldn't allow anything to rotate around anything but communism. They killed the monks, burned down the temples. Cambodia, same thing. America, same thing is going to happen here. There are two major religious institutions that are under assault here. Orthodox Judaism, because they're all Republican, or at least mostly, and all the different parts of Christianity. I'm including Catholicism in all that thing. Why is that? Well, that's because you're viewed as the political enemy of the system, the political enemy of the state. One of the most effective weapons they have used for a long time against the church, against Orthodox Judaism, and it'll actually be against Islam too. You're starting to see America's Islamic community rise up and realize what's happening. One of their greatest tools to go in, blow up, break up your church is gay marriage. I don't care, by the way, what you are or what you do. That's not what this is about. We are talking about gigantic political cultural wars that are taking place right now. You see, you don't have to necessarily attack the church directly. What you simply have to do is say, no, you churches, you Christian schools, you do whatever you want. No, of course. I mean, obviously, gay marriage is the law of the land and you have to do that. But other than that, you do whatever you want. And then when your church opens up its Bible and says, no, that I can't do that. That goes against my belief system. Then they say, okay, lawbreaker, I guess you're in rebellion. Looks like you're sued. Looks like your church is shut down. And you know who I blame for this? Believe it or not, I actually don't blame the communists. I don't blame the LGBTQ demon mob. I don't blame really anybody except for the Christian pastors in the United States of America. Because, look, my mother was dragging me to church when I was a kid and didn't care about anything. So I've been in various churches. And do you know how many times I have heard pastors, you name it, Southern Baptist, Church of Christ, non-denomination, you name it. You have any idea how many times I've heard pastors give up and give sermons on, hey, look, we need to be above politics here. We're not getting involved in politics. Just turn the other cheek, guys. Love everybody. We're just going to love, and do our cheek turning. You know what the communists, including the communist churches, have been doing? Oh, here, let me give you a little sample. Raphael Warnock is a radical communist nut job currently running to be senator in the great state of Georgia. While your white Christian, my white Christian Protestant pastor was turning the other cheek, guys, I want you to know how the communist pastors have been speaking openly for a long time. Let me ask you something. Your pastor who turns the other cheek and he just wants to love everyone and we're not going to get involved, he's taking on this pastor and his congregation. Who's going to win?
This is a spirit-filled church. We pray in the Holy Ghost here. I want you to open your mouth and pray right now. Come on, do it. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around you. We cover your body. We cover your mind.
By the way, he's praying over Raphael Warnock, the abortion lover.
We cover your staff. We cover your family. We cover your church. We cover your finances. We cover your future. We decree and declare that you will overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of your testimony. If God did it before, we decree he's already done it again. And we decree and declare in this holy place, it's already done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Will you help me give God praise for the newly elected, the re-elected Senator Raphael Warnock?
Help give God praise for Raphael Warnock. Remember your pastor? I remember mine. Right after St. George Floyd died, my pastor actually got up and gave a sermon talking about his white privilege. Oh, no, he's not mine anymore. We walked away and never went back. But that's what my pastor was saying. This is what their pastor's saying.
I need you to help me give God praise now. Give God praise now. And declare same grace on him, same grace on me. If God did it for him again, he'll do it for me again. Put your hands together and give God praise in this building. We shall throw your hands up, say someday.
Praise Jesus for abortion on demand. Let's all gather round and go to the polls and vote for Raphael Warnock. That's what the communists are saying. That's what their pastors are saying. You know why? Because their pastors, as disgusting and misguided as they are, their pastors intend to shape a culture the way they want it to look. Your pastor? He's cheek-turning. He's a loser. And he's not up to the fight. And it's pathetic. The truth is, it's not the fault of the LGBTQ demon mob that they're assaulting the churches. It's not Joe Biden's fault, Nancy Pelosi's fault. It's not the FBI, DOJ. The truth is, we turned our cheek right into being under assault in a way that I'm not sure we can overcome. Your pastor, he should be leading an army to the polls to stop teenage boys from having their penises chopped off by their doctor. Instead, he's above all that. We're not Republican or Democrat here. We're loving and cheek turning. Just loving and cheek turning. There, Pastor. He's by the blood of Jesus. Warnock is going to be senator again. Murder all the babies you can, Raphael. We love you. Who's interested in winning? Only one of them. One's interested in looking good. The other one's interested in winning. Now, I'm going to get off this next because I'm going to get myself heated. And we're going to actually get to have some fun. And we have some, more ugly conspiracy theory fodder. Now, before we get to that, let me get to this really quickly. You know what drives me crazy? Part of what I was just talking about is, well, let's just hope for the best. Hey, we don't have to get involved in politics. Hey, let's pray about it. We'll just pray about it. Just pray. I'm not disparaging prayer, but you got to follow up with a little bit of action, huh? That's why I talk to you so often about putting your money where your morals are. Did you go to the new Disney movie with your kid? Your kid wanted to go. It looked fun. Looked like a fun cartoon. Did you go celebrate the teenage gay couple in the movie? You enjoy that? No, you didn't. You didn't because you're starting to put your money where your morals are. Have you done it with your cell phone yet, by the way? Remember, you don't like CNN because it's a wretched, despicable communist network. If you're an AT&T customer, every month you send money to CNN to keep Don Lemon on the air. Switch to Pure Talk. Save a pile of money with the exact same great coverage because it's on the exact same network. And when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to that thing here in just a quick second, and then we're going to have some fun phone calls, I think, here in just a little bit. Not quite yet, but I have a question. Chris, I guess it's probably a question for you. Because you're a car guy. So here's what happened. I'm on the way home last night. You know, we finished the show. Get in my midlife crisis car. And I'm cruising home. And I get in behind this pickup truck. And it's dark, right? The show ends at night. It's dark. I get in behind this pickup truck cruising along. No lights on. And I don't mean just like fog lights. No lights on. So no tail lights unless he taps the brakes. No headlights on. Okay? Not a good thing. We're on some road. I think the speed limit is 50, 55, something like that. So we're moving, right? And then there's other cars out there. Not a good thing. Well, I want to help. I want to help him get his lights on. He makes a turn before I can catch up to him. He turns right. Well, I'm turning right as well. I didn't mean to tap the microphone there. Shut up, Chris. No one heard that. It's not like it's a national show. All right. So he turns right. I turn right. And he gets in the left lane. Remember, we're going the same direction. He's in the left lane. I'm in the right lane. We pull up to a red light. It's a guy and his woman's in the passenger seat. We pull up to a red light. I don't know what to do. My plan is to get their attention, have him roll down the window and tell him. So, but what? No, quit shaking your head, Chris. It was a good plan at the time. So, dude, I roll the window down and I reach my arm out. And I admit, I'm 6'8". My arms are a little long and my hands are probably a little on the bigger side. But I reach my hand out there and I kind of give the big wave. Nothing. Neither of them look over and they just keep driving. I'm thinking, oh gosh, okay. All right. Well, now we're getting into a more populated area and now there are cars everywhere and it's legitimately dangerous. There aren't a ton of streetlights. This is blacked out pickup truck driving down the road. I don't know how this idiot doesn't know, but he doesn't know. So there aren't any other red lights. So I pull up beside him. I'd say we're doing 50, 55. And in my mind, I'm trying to save a life out here, Chris. And so I keep the window down and I stick my hand out again and I'm driving, right? It's probably not the safest thing in the world, but I'm driving right-handed. We all know I'm an excellent driver. Remember, I'm a wheel man, Chris. So I'm driving and I'm waving as loud. I'm waving as loud as I can. I'm waving in a boisterous fashion, okay? In a boisterous fashion. Finally, the woman in the passenger seat looks over, very clearly turns and says something to him. He looks over at me. And I, with my left hand that's hanging out the window, I do the kind of, like if you're making your hand into an alligator where it opens and closes, that's what I'm doing, kind of like that. I thought that was the sign for your lights or brights. And they clear, now he looks terrified. And I mean terrified. His eyes are as big as saucers at this point in time. And so instead of doing that, clearly that wasn't working. I just pointed out my window to his headlights, like towards the front of his truck. He locks up the truck and pulls. Oh, I know, Chris. Still no headlights on. Locks everything up and hooks a quick left like I was getting ready to shoot him. I don't understand what I could have done differently there. What, Chris? Universal signs, flash your brights behind him.
I don't think that would have worked.
I don't think. I think what I did was better than that, Chris. Look, it's not my fault. He's a little skittish. What? Oh, I know. I guarantee they went home and talked about some gigantic psychopath in a midlife crisis car who tried to shoot him or something like that. You know what? I'm lucky I didn't get shot with a hero gun on the way home. You know, he was probably, that's probably what happened, Chris. He was listening to the show. He waits till the show's over and downloads it on podcast, as many do. Remember, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. He's downloading the show on podcast. He waited till it was over. He's listening to it. He's just so enthralled by the sound of my voice and by the brilliance coming out of the microphone that he couldn't stop it. He didn't even realize he needed headlights because I was such a light in his life that I, what, Chris? I was guiding his path as a light to his life. I am lucky, though. What if he pulled out the hero arrow? What a story that would have been. What if he pulled out the hero arrow and boom, gave me a double barrel gel blast to the face driving down the road, and then I crash my midlife crisis car, and then I come on the radio the next day because I'm still half blind because of the pepper gel, and I say, let me tell you what, hero works, baby. Anyway, go get yourself a hero gun in case some psycho tries to flag you down in traffic tonight, all right? Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse. It's non-lethal, so you don't have to worry about killing him. But if he's freaking you out in the road, you might want to wave him down, all right? Just don't pull out and start blasting. But seriously, it can save your life. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. Now, I have one more thing on this pastor thing, and then we're going to get to something that I need your help with to make me feel better about myself. I'm a bad gift giver. This is well known in my family because I have a bunch of cruel people who live with me. The kids are cruel now. The wife is cruel. Everyone likes to point out how bad of a gift giver I am, but it's well known. I try, and actually the harder I try, the worse the gift is. The more thought I put into it, the worse that gift will be every time. And Christmas is coming up. And I thought it would be an appropriate time now. I want to know from you. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I want to know a terrible gift you have either given or a terrible gift you have received. If you have to lie about the person who gave it to you, that's more than acceptable on this show. But I want you to make me feel better. I want you to make me feel better about the time I bought the wife a lotion warmer as one of her gifts. She's always cold when she gets out of the shower, and she's a woman, so she puts on 8,000 creams, and she complains about how cold the creams are, so I got a lotion warmer. She opened it up and laughed right away. She unwrapped it. It was Christmas time. She unwrapped it and just started laughing right off the bat. I want to know about your bad gifts. I can't be alone. 877-377-4373. Now, get back to this crazy pastor thing here in just a moment. But did you see one of the strangest stories I've seen in a long time? And I'm not sure we'll... Actually, I take that back. I'm sure we'll never get the truth of it. And this story, I guarantee you haven't heard anybody today discuss this story at all. But I saw this headline and I thought to myself, wait, what? That can't be right. I thought the headline was a parody. It is apparently real. We have verified it by several news outlets. I'm going to read you the strangest headline ever in your crappy gifts. Next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, look, I'm going to get to this strangest story ever, the bad gift giving stuff. I'm going to get to your calls about the bad gifts you've received or given here in just a few. 877-377-4373. Chris said he was dating some chick and she used these weird little oil vial things to make the room smell nice. And she used to buy 10 packs and she'd run out all the time. And Chris went out and got her as a gift, a pack of 500. That's a freaking outstanding gift, I think, Chris. Apparently, it was a huge dud. But this is the problem, Chris. The wife says that I'm a hyper-logical thinker. So I give people gifts that none of them come from the heart. They come from the head. And so it's not special to anybody. What? Yes, that's what I said, Chris. Gifts they actually use. That's exactly what I said. Like the lotion warmer. That's a great gift. And then I got crap the time I bought her pots and pans for Mother's Day. Apparently, that's not romantic. You can't win with some people. All right, we'll get to your calls on this in a second. Okay, now we're never going to get an answer to this. And the answer to this may very well be totally innocent. But I can't just let this go. I saw one headline and I thought, that can't be real. That won't be right. And then I saw several actual legitimate news sources come out and say the same thing. You see, Joe Biden goes to Nantucket every single Thanksgiving. His family's been doing it for, gosh, forever. When I was in Nantucket finishing my book, Chris, what? No, you'd see pictures of Biden there. It's what his family's famous for doing. Now, they stay in multi-million dollar homes. They rent out these multi-million dollar homes, and his son Hunter goes there and gets drugged out of his mind. And don't ask me how I know all these things, but just trust me, I very much do know all these things. Anyway, the Biden family goes, and they live it up in Nantucket. Okay. Well, they rent cars while they're there. The Secret Service does, and the Bidens do. Apparently, they rented five of them from Hertz. Chevy Suburban, a Ford Explorer, an Infiniti QX80, a Ford Expedition, and a Jeep Gladiator. All right? Five cars. Biden finishes his time in Nantucket. They all roll in their big convoy back to the little Nantucket airport. Very nice little airport, by the way. If you were an author, you'd understand, Chris. But anyway, nice little Nantucket airport. And all five cars burst into flames. Now, I don't think we're ever going to get an answer to this, but I've seen a few cars and known of a few cars that burst into flames, and I've only ever known two reasons a car bursts into flames. I'm sure there's a third. I'm positive there's a third, but two are the only ones I've ever known. An accident of some kind, either whether it's a car accident, or I know they've had some problem with the electric car batteries, that kind of an accident, some kind of vehicular malfunction, which wouldn't make sense because there are five different kinds of car there and there was no car accident. And the second reason I've ever known a car go up in flames was some sort of a cover-up. Cars do not randomly burst into flames. And let's say maybe the one of the Secret Service guys was super into cigarettes or something like that. Maybe he got a little careless with one, got done burning a heater, and he just decided to flick the old butt with the cherry still in it right back in the car. Okay, that's one car. That's one car. Okay, maybe, you know what? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say it's windy, right? Well, the wind generally really blows in one direction. I realize there are swirling winds, but the wind is going to go in one direction. So how did it get all the cars why did all five cars get burned in Nantucket? Oh, we're never going to get the answer to this question, but Chris, am I being a wingnut? Is that not a very odd story? That's an odd story. It won't get any play whatsoever, but that is an odd story. All right. You know, we're going to let it go because we're never going to know. We're never going to know. Chris, look, I'll tell you what. We need to get a hold of them and find out how they did it for when we start our bank heist team. You haven't seen enough movies, Chris. You need several cars I'll be the wheelman. But as wheelman, when we come out of the bank, we have to take the initial car not very far away because there'll be so many eyes and cameras on it. I've seen Heat several times. And then you drop the car not far. You find a parking garage. They love parking garages. That way the cops can't get you. Then you go in a parking garage and we switch vehicles. And then we might have to switch again and switch again, but we'll have to torch the cars, Chris. I also know that. Well, I'll drive. Look, I got it covered. All right. As wheelman, I'll handle the driving. I'll handle the torching of the cars. Now, you. What's a bad gift you gave or a bad gift you received? Joe, Spokane, go.
Well, love the show. I was doing a remodel. I had a girlfriend at the time that I did not really care for. There was some pretty bad stuff going on. Oh, I found a used personal massage device in that house. And I gave that to her for a gift.
I can imagine that went over like a turd in a punch bowl. Gosh. Danny, New Jersey, go.
Yeah, married 25 years. I have four awesome kids. With tradition, I guess, I don't know from where, but after the baby is born, you give your wife a nice gift. So first child got... She got diamond stud earrings. Second child got a nice bracelet. Third child got a ring. And I was thinking really practically for the fourth child, and I got her a really good treadmill. And that child is now 16 years old, and she never fails to remind me of what a lousy gift giver I am.
I'm sorry. Look, Danny, I don't think that's the... I can see how that may not go over well when she knocks out the fourth kid. 877-377-4373. Chris, do you remember my story about the wife and her ear? Oh, I haven't told this in forever. We have all these new listeners. All right, I'm going to get back to these calls here in a minute, and then we'll get to the IRS, what they're doing. I'm going to get back to your calls here in a second. Let me take this real quickly. So the wife has some kind of a allergy of some kind in her skin to certain metals. Now, I will admit, when she first told me about this, I was a little suspicious. Apparently, anything that isn't, you know, pure silver or pure gold, her skin doesn't react well to it. And I'm thinking, okay, crafty devil, I see where this is going. But anyway, apparently it's legitimate. And one time when she was little, she put an earring of some kind that wasn't pure anything in her ear, and it screwed up her ear and kind of gave her just this little scar on the lobe of her ear. Not something you would ever notice unless I pointed out to you. It's really not something you would notice. But for some reason, it used to bug her endlessly. Now she doesn't care. It used to bug her endlessly. And so she used to call it her butt ear. My butt ear. It doesn't look like, it just looks fine. Anyway, so she's always talking about, hey, if we ever make any money, I'm going to get my butt ear fixed. You know, and I'm always encouraging. I'm like, yeah, if we make any money one day, yeah, we just fix. That's fine. It's fine. Go do that thing. Now, let's pause on that. I need you to take the butt ear thing, and I need you to put it in your back pocket. Okay? This is going to be a critical part of the story. You got the butt ear part. Doesn't like the butt ear. Put that in your back pocket. Hold on. I'm up against the grate. Before I finish my story, let me do this really quickly. If you happen to have bought your wife a treadmill after she had a baby as a gift, it would probably be a good time to give her now something that she can actually use with pride. One of those things would be an emergency food kit in case the grocery store closes down. You see, now that you've already insulted her, it would be best to prove to her you can actually feed the family. And My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits ready to go to bail you out from your crappy gift giving you've been doing. $250 off right now. That's their lowest price in years. MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs an emergency three-month food kit. Go. MyPatriotSupply.com. Chris, how much time do I have time to finish this story? I have time to finish this story, right? Okay, so I told you about the buddier, right? That part's in your back pocket. Now, let's fast forward to the wife had our first son, and then we lost our second, and then had our third son, well second son, Luke. Now, we decided, because of the second one, hey, we're done. We're done. We're done having kids. We're going to stop at two. She's a gymnast by trade, remember? One of these super health freak athlete types. She was on the Canadian national team. She was born in America, so don't give me crap about that. She was on the Canadian national team. She was on the University of Arizona on a gymnastics scholarship where she made nationals. Like, she's really, really good. So because of that, if she ever gets an extra ounce of fat on her body, she thinks she's a disgusting beast. She's just one of those people that thinks in this way. So we have the second kid. Chris, how am I doing on time? Am I okay? Oh, crap. All right, I'll finish this story in just a second.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get back to these worst gifts you've gotten or given here in a minute, and we're going to talk about the IRS issuing a warning to Americans. God, I freaking hate the IRS. Before we get that, let me finish this little story. I'm not going to give you all the backstory. Wife had a little scar on her ear, was unhappy with her ear, and then you were supposed to put that in your back pocket. And fast forward to she has our second son, Luke. All's good. We're done having kids. She decides she doesn't like her body didn't instantly go back to being what it was. For some reason, they give themselves 5 minutes. Just give it a couple months and you'll be fine. All right. But anyway, she didn't like it. So she starts talking about getting herself. I'm not even making this up. If you saw her, you'd laugh. Many people know what she looks like. If you know what she looks like, you're going to laugh. She started talking about giving herself a tummy tuck. Now, the first time she brought this up to me, I died. I said, baby, they're not going to give you one. It's not for people like you. That's not, no. And so she was insistent that they did. And then she would go talk to friends and family. I think I'm going to get a tummy tuck. And everyone laughed at her. No, what? No, what? You don't have anything. There's nothing to tuck, right? But she was on it over and over and over again. It became a thing. We would drive by some plastic surgeon. We were living up in Dallas area at the time. We'd drive by some plastic surgeon's office and she'd say, I can get my tummy tuck there. Oh, maybe I'll get a tummy tuck there. So one day I get out of the shower and I was about ready to go to work. I was selling RVs at the time and I was trying to get myself into selling RV mode. And so I wasn't thinking. And she says something about how if I got a bonus for Christmas that year, that's what we were talking about. That was kind of the subject. If we got a nice bonus for Christmas this year, then she's like, maybe I'll finally get my ear fixed. And I said to her, I just wasn't thinking. I said, well, why don't you get your tummy tuck first? That didn't work out at all. Absolutely at all. We want to talk about the horrible IRS. I don't. You know what? We'll talk about them in a minute. Rachel, Ohio, go.
Hi. My ex-husband was the worst gift giver ever. He shopped for Christmas presents for a woman at his hunting supply shop. And he came home this one year. I'm like not a tiny person and I'm into horses and stuff like that. And he came home this one year with a plaid purple Pendleton wool A-line skirt. Now that wouldn't fit over one of my legs, let alone my waist. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, Did your girlfriend get my real present?
I'm sorry, Rachel. That sucks. Tom in Portland, go.
Well, we've been married, you know, 6-8 years. So, you know, 10 good years, 10 bad years. There's a few in there. She's like, I don't know what I want for Christmas. I don't want anything. So I got her nothing. And apparently that was the wrong gift.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tom, I will tell you, this very same thing happened to me for our anniversary about 3 or 4 years ago. I will never fall for it again. A few days before the anniversary, we weren't doing very well financially. We were okay. I don't want to poor mouth, but we were not doing great. She's like, hey, we're a little, things are a little tight this year. Why don't we not get each other anything for our anniversary? So I said, oh, yeah, okay, no, you know what? That's smart. I'm thinking financially. No, that is smart. We don't need an anniversary gift this year. And I roll over. I'll never forget it. I remember the look on her face. I rolled over our anniversary morning. It was light out, and I rolled over. She was on the left, and I was on the right, and I looked over at her, and she said, happy anniversary. And I said, happy anniversary. And she said, did you get me anything? And I remember looking at that look on her face, and I was thinking to myself, you said not to. I don't understand. We agreed that we weren't going to. That's what we just agreed on that. But that's not true. Guys, don't ever believe that. That's always a lie. Fred in Kansas, go.
Yeah, I've been married for 23 years, and I've got a great mother-in-law. And last year for Christmas, I gave her two corroded dead AA batteries with a note that said, present not included.
Wait, Fred, why?
Oh, she's a great gal, and she's always trying to prank me, and she hasn't got me yet, but I always get her pretty good every year.
Now that's good. That is very, very good. You know, by the way, I'm about to get, for all you ladies on the line, I'm about to give something away for you. Actually, and the dudes. Do you have anyone in your life who shoots weapons? Anyone who likes to shoot? You know Mantis X is the thing they would geek out over, right? They would never even think of a Mantis X because people don't think about dry fire practicing in their home. And if they do, they think about what? You think about aiming in the mirror or aiming at a spot in the wall and taking one shot and seeing, just checking your form. They don't know that the Mantis X is an advanced system that attaches to whatever weapon you want in the comfort of your home, and it puts you through drills. You're in your home practicing like you're at the range with 1,000 rounds beside you, only you don't leave the heat. You don't leave the AC. You don't spend any money on ammo. You want the gift? Hey, how about that for a good gift this year? Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com, and when you buy that for the woman or the man in your life, let them know that's what the Green Berets use, because it is. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. IRS warns Americans over $600 threshold to report Venmo, PayPal payments. And I only brought this up because we brought it up before. I only brought this up for this reason, because we're going to get into some different things, the Marriage Act and oil, and we're going to get back to these phone calls in a minute and whatnot. But I want to bring this up for this reason. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, these online ways you pay people. If you're thinking about cheating the IRS out of paying taxes on that $600 transaction, please understand that all these companies, I guarantee you, they're all working hand in hand already with the federal government and against you. And if PayPal's a despicable company. If PayPal was to have a knock on the door from the IRS and they said, hey, Tom in Portland, I don't like that MAGA stuff he's been posting on social media. In fact, I've heard he's an independent contractor selling things online. Hey, PayPal, could you go ahead and send us over the records of everything Tom in Portland sold this year? PayPal would do so without even the briefest moment of hesitation. Be very, very careful out there, okay? These companies, these online companies that track all this stuff, they are not on your side. They are against you. Play by the rules. I know the rules are crap. I know the rules are crap. Believe me, it hurts me every time I have to write a tax check, every time I get my paycheck too, and I look and see the government has absolutely violated me. I know. You're the enemy of the state now. They work day and night to make you an enemy of the state. Don't give them a reason. It's bad enough they'll come up with one anyway. Don't give them a reason. And don't you dare think these online payment companies are on your side. All right? All right. We're going to get to more of your gifts. Your horrible gifts you've given and received. And something horrific out of HHS. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.